And Onia, I was Danish, I was O'Neill, so I can tell you how they both feel. It's a free podcast, so it's a fucking good deal. They are calling it Danish, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill.
Bushman is not here.
But he's not here, but his rendition, lead. His rendition lives on forever.
Yeah, it always will, yes, absolutely.
I played that for, that's in honor of Sophia W. She just turned 9, and seems like, I'm assuming this is her father. Asked for a birthday shout-out, she loves the Bushman remix. I don't know if she listens
she
to the listens, show or
well,
just the theme song.
Hopefully she does listen to the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons.
You can't just, by the way, you can't just listen to the theme song. You got to listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, she's got to make it to the outro. But happy birthday, Sophia. Enjoy your 9 years, and you have a lot of lessons to learn from us
to
come.
Good luck that with everything in the future. And please, listen to the whole thing. Otherwise, you lower our retention rate.
That's true. Happy birthday also. Belated birthday to Yvette in Texas. Old Yvette.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. How's dude, everybody's nipples out there?
Good. Dude, I just got back from San Francisco.
And boy, your arms are tired.
Yeah, because I was masturbating the whole car ride.
Oh, man.
Dude, they have the greatest thing ever. They have electric scooters that you just throw on the street wherever you leave them.
They have those in L.A.
I know, but they only have them in Santa Monica.
Yeah, that's where they have started them. It's a company called Bird.
But no, there's a bunch. The biggest one is actually Lime Bike.
In
San Fran.
Okay. The one here is Bird.
They have Bird there too, and they have a third one. But yeah, they only have them in Santa Monica. But these things are just littering the sidewalk.
Yeah, they're causing big problems. I guess people in that area are not happy.
They hate
about
them. Because people, so we're driving on the car, and this guy's hauling. He passes us, hits a fucking pothole, and just fucking eats it hard.
Ooh. No one wears helmets, and they go pretty fast.
Technically, you're supposed to. But, like, who's carrying a helmet with them? And, like, they can't just supply helmets.
I guess I talked to a guy who worked for the company Bird, and apparently, at the end of the day, they pay scooter bounty hunters $20 a scooter. They give you the last known location.
Yeah, because it's all GPS tracked.
And you can round them up and bring them back to them $20 a pop.
My little sister, they tried to recruit for the electric bikes that they have there. They said they'll give her a huge discount on electric bikes if she goes and collects them. She's like, I've got a real fucking job. Are you kidding me?
But she like a pickup truck? Like, why her?
I think you could like ride them to a charging station or something.
Sounds appealing, but I'm going to have to say
no.
But
dude, these scooters are awesome. I fucking just spent the whole day riding these goddamn scooters.
What's it cost? Is it per minute?
It's $1 to start it, but then I rode one of them for an hour before it lost a charge, and it was only $8.
Were you hitting jumps?
Dude, no. By the way, these things would carry Abby up the hill under full power. Me, I had to fucking push them up the hill.
They couldn't haul
me up there.
I see people using their foot sometimes on them to get a little more momentum.
If you weigh like, I mean, I'm 190 right now, so it's not going to take me up a hill.
Especially San Francisco is a very hilly place.
Oh, but going downhill is fucking great. But people hate you on these things. Dude, I swear to God, if you're going to go to San Francisco, just get on these fucking scooters. By the way, 50% of them, I feel like, are dead. Like, have no charge left. Because a bunch of them I started, and I got, like, half a block, and then they're just fucking done.
Just seems like an odd business model to be able to leave it wherever the fuck you want. Whether it's in front of somebody's house.
I loved it. I literally was walking around the block, and then there'd be a fucking scooter, and I'd be like, all right, I'm taking this fucking scooter.
Travis, looks like he saw old Big J Oakerson perform in Michigan.
I heard he's bailing on.
He says Big J says fuck that. He will not walk you out. To
wait,
the,
but didn't he? Wasn't he the guy who said he would?
Seems like he's playing mind games with you.
All right, well, you know what? I don't need him.
Big J's in your head.
I don't need him. Dude, this fight is picking up some momentum.
It seems like it is.
I went to...
Every time I go online, people are talking about it. I saw Phil Donahue did a show about it.
Yes, he's still doing shows.
I think he's probably 20 years dead.
I went to this wedding in San Francisco this weekend, and my fiance introduced me to a family member who's a comedian up in like Central California.
A family member of yours?
No, not mine. I was just there. Yeah. And I didn't know anybody there other than her family. So the guy's a comedian, and so he's like, "Oh, hey," we just start talking, and I'm like, "Hey, who are the guys you like?" and stuff like that. And it turns out he's a big Ari Shaffir fan.
Wow.
And then it got into like, I was like, "What podcast you like?" And so then he starts talking about Legion of Skanks. And I was like, "Oh, you know, Luis Gomez." He goes, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "Do you know him?" I go, "Yeah, I know him a little bit." He goes, "Who do you think's going to win that fight? Luis Gomez or Ryan O'Neal?" And I go,
"You're like, my last name's O'Neal."
I said, "I think I will." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" I go, "I'm Ryan O'Neal." And he goes, "Wait, no, you're not." And then he knows the Danish O'Neal. He goes, "I didn't recognize you without your mustache." I go, "Dude, I had that mustache for about 48 hours.
I remember your patented look of 48 hours.
But yeah, he was like, "What?"
And then you think he's listening right now?
He could be. And his brother, huge Ari Shaffir fan as well. And also, now they all want to go to the fight.
Well, maybe their dreams will come true. By the way, check us out on Patreon. If you're not on there, you missed out on a call between O'Neal and Luis J. Gomez himself trying to work out the rules of this fight.
He sounded scared, man. There will be other fight content to come, so make sure you're on there so that you can get the most exclusive and the fastest news when it's released.
Speaking of Ari Shaffir, we saw Shaffir last week.
We did.
At Steve Renazzisi's house where I injured my calf.
What happened?
I think I just strained it.
Did it go away?
It the night of, I could barely walk. And then I iced
it. No, you just moved and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, I just literally like turned my body and I felt
it was like a Tony Ferguson when he just tore his knee.
Really was.
Going to say hi to a friend.
I just felt a loud pop in my calf and then really couldn't walk. And it just felt like it was a muscle cramp the whole day.
Well, no, but it looked like you pulled a string to make an inflatable calf.
Yeah.
Because then it swelled up instantly to about two sizes bigger than your other one.
Yeah, and then I couldn't really walk that night well at all. Iced it, took some anti-inflammatories, and then kind of slowly... gone back to normal, but it was an odd thing. Getting old's no fun.
I think that's the.
It's weird that they're like pro athletes, like some, not a lot, but around my age, where it's like, how the fuck do you do that?
I mean, there's guys still going at 40 in the UFC.
Yeah,
Chuck Liddell's coming back.
48.
Yeah, he wants to crack at John Jones. He thinks that he can solve the puzzle to beat John Jones.
He also wants a trilogy fight with Tito that no one was really interested in your first trilogy.
He said, and I will give him this. This is the confidence it would take to come back and fight at 48, but he goes, "I will get that title back."
I mean, he was also a little punchy when he was first go around at the end.
I hope it just is like a one Tito fight and done.
Yeah, the problem is a lot of these guys get out of the game and then, you know.
But Tito's not a puncher, so it'll just be like a wrestling match.
It's like, what else do you, you know? It's like, that's your identity and you want to go back to it. But you got to find a new identity. It's tough.
It's tough. I hope the good news is Tito's not like a dangerous guy as far as like real pros go. He's older too and he's had a lot of back problems.
Yeah, he's had numerous back surgeries.
I hope it just turns out to be like Ken Shamrock versus Hoist Gracie.
Yeah, which it could be. We've been saying for a long time and discussing with other people that they need a legends division of the UFC.
Or an over 50.
Yeah, get some of these old men in there.
Just get some guys who, like, you know, you tap them and they just go unconscious.
And you're just seeing guys shit their pants and piss their pants.
It's a wild time around there.
It really is.
I stayed with my little sister up there. And she told me this crazy story that happened to her in Australia. She had this friend who was, she obviously was bipolar or something like that. And when she was on her meds, she was fine. But then she got off of them and she was a little crazy. And then she met this guy who was kind of this domineering dude. And then one day, this girl just fell off the face of the earth.
Whoa.
And my sister told her, like, "Hey, I think this guy, you know, is probably not good for you," and stuff like that. So 4 years go by, And the, like, she disappeared. She erased her Facebook, all this shit. And she was an Australian citizen, but she was, her family was from Indonesia. So I think she would travel back and forth. But she hits my sister up 4 years later on LinkedIn. And she's like, hey, can we get coffee? And my sister's like, Jesus, where have you been? Like, are you all right? What's going on?
Did
and
you get
she's
a college like, degree?
Yeah, she's like, no. She acted like no time had passed.
She go to, maybe she's a time traveler.
Dude, well, I'll tell you what she was. So she asked my sister to coffee. My sister's like, yeah, I'm really busy.
4 years, no talking. It's a bold move to just go right back into coffee.
I know.
You're like, so, yeah, let's have a few emails back and forth and let's see what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's like, and act like, hey, what have you been up to? I haven't seen you in a week, but it's been 4 years.
It's not a coffee catch up.
So then my sister one day, like time goes by, she forgets about this. She's watching the news and it's Australia doesn't have the death penalty, but there's a big fight because some of Australia's citizens will get the death penalty in foreign countries.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, they're anti this and they're trying to push for legislation or like cooperation with other countries where if Australia...
Send him back.
Yeah, do something. So the center of this debate is this girl because she killed a woman.
Whoa.
By putting cyanide in her coffee.
Yikes.
And while she was in Indonesia, a friend of hers killing her. The girl died within 6 minutes. So now she's on death row in Indonesia. And... they couldn't figure out, the only motive they could think of was that this girl had talked shit about her boyfriend.
What the?
So
your sister thinks maybe she would have tried to take her out.
It seemed like out of nowhere she pops up, coffee is on the agenda, and she may have just been trying to finish off people who've been talking shit about her boyfriend.
When in the timeline, she obviously wasn't on death row at this point when she...
No, but she had just been convicted of murder.
When she hit your sister up?
No. This is before all this. What may have happened was she may have been hunting for a
victim.
She's
crossing lists off, people off the list.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it
well,
was...
Well, that's that sounds like true love and on one hand, on the looking at the positive side of
if
it.
If that's the motivation. They said they were like, that's the only thing that we could think of. So
what if they're like, very what strange. If you get tea and she's like, I can't do it. I can only do coffee.
Who knows? She may have hit up other people and they got like, I'm just going to have a bottle of water.
Wow. Good intuition on your sister's part for not taking that coffee date.
Pretty.
Could have been her last.
It could have been like her only friend that she could find that would talk to her was in Indonesia. So Jesus. She had to fly over there to go do it. So pretty odd situation.
Well, good luck to that woman in avoiding the death penalty.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to. I think she's going to. It's probably like, we're going to kill her now.
Speaking of interesting, I'm three episodes in, so obviously our conversation is going to be limited. Not Evil Genius.
Cobra Kai?
Wild, Wild Country.
Oh, okay.
Really loving it.
Yeah. Only three left.
A neighbor of Barb's, her daughter, Cynthia Jimenez Hidalgo.
Okay.
She knows a person who was a Raganishi.
Oh, really?
After 3 years came into it, 3 years post Oregon.
Okay.
So does not know the Osho personally.
Yeah.
But has inside scoops on Sheila.
Was she? Yeah, I mean, but were they back in India when the group left? Because, well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the exact. Because
it still exists.
Like, yeah, no, I know.
It's still in India.
There's some unanswered questions. This person I know has been to India because I saw, that's how Cynthia found out. She saw a picture on Facebook and was like, wait a second, that's the person I know. Was like throwing their hands up in ecstasy at one of these meetings in India at the... ashram or whatever the hell they call it.
I don't
it.
Want to spoil anything for you, but now...
I gotta watch the rest.
This won't spoil anything because this isn't like the big twist or anything in it, but now the ashram thing is like a... you can get all these spiritual things, but it's literally like a meter you pay, like $20.
Just seems like they
for
were
30 minutes. It's
from
totally,
what I know, just all about the money the whole time.
Well, now it's like totally automated. So you go to this and you put your credit card in this fucking machine and you choose your activities for the day and it charges you. So that's how it is now.
And it just
so that lady went to India. That's like what she did. It was like it's like Scientology.
Yeah, and it just seems like it was all about the money, and they. Targeted basically what they saw as like American hippies to be like, these people love to fuck. Let's like make it like, hey, yeah, this is fucking nudity.
Did you get to the point where the guy made the documentary about them?
Yeah, and they're fighting. And
they're, dude, how bad did that place smell, you think? Remember they were screaming and naked and rolling around?
I brought that up to Courtney.
Oh, dude,
and she said, all
imagine
you and O'Neill ever say is how bad you think when dude, there's a lot of naked people. And I was like, these are naked hippies sweating and yelling and raging. And
it was like a sweat lodge.
Well, not only that, everyone had a huge bush that was shown. It just every episode gets crazy. I'm just that where... This lady named Sheila, who's this religious cult leader's, I think she was the mastermind pretty much. I think she was calling her own shots.
Well, you got to wait. Yeah.
But anyway, she brings in homeless people to try to buck the vote.
Oh, you're at that part?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, unbelievable.
And then out of nowhere, they start sedating the homeless people because, hey, these people are getting a little out of control.
The one guy tried to choke her to death.
He picked her up off the ground.
Dude. How great of a turn of events was that? Because
she was personally affected by her own PowerPoint.
As I'm watching it, and I go, wait a second. I was like, this must have been a disaster. But I like how the reveal comes at the end.
When they were like, because
they shipped in all these homeless people in order to turn the vote in the tide of getting Sheila elected so that they could make all these changes to the county government.
Back then, Oregon had like very loose rules. You had to be in Oregon for 20 days to vote, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But you know the lawyer on there, the guy with the gray beard who's always being interviewed?
I never would have thought that guy would be a cult guy.
He's good friends with Cynthia, the person Cynthia knows to this day.
The thing is, that guy...
A lot of them don't,
I don't
seem
spoil
like
it,
likely cult members.
But Die Hard, he loved that.
Oh, yeah.
He loved the place.
Oh, you can tell by the way.
So I don't even know if you're going to get any inside scoop because he fucking like, he would have sucked Rajishi's wiener if he could have.
The Bhagwan.
The Bhagwan, by the way, is the most frail being of all time.
He looks like David Lopan a little bit.
I love what people are like. He just had a great stare.
That's like all he had.
That's it.
This lady, Sheila, so blatantly wanted to fuck the Bhagwan.
Oh, no.
Like, you can tell, lust after him.
They end up fucking.
Do they?
I think she was fucking him hard for a while.
That's what I think, but
I don't know. You got to keep watching. There's a lot to come.
The Bhagwan is 20 Bentleys.
Yeah, I know.
Rolls Royces?
Here's the thing about the Bhagwan. It was like all about basically indulging in every one of your urges and being loaded.
Fucking.
It seemed like it has nothing about spirituality.
A lot of drugs, I think. Although Sheila claimed there was no drugs.
I will say, crazy impressive that they built this fucking town. Dude, did you see the airport? They had legit jets in there.
Well, they had millions and millions of dollars.
Crazy.
You know who would have been there? The Bushman.
Yeah.
One, it was in his U.S. home state of Washington.
But I think...
Oh, yeah. The Bhagwan? Of course. I know
he was just
Bhagwan.
A young college kid back then.
That's true. He had never even seen a white dick.
Oh, the bag. Yeah.
Oh, the Bhagwan.
The bag fuck Sheila every day.
The Bhagwan's move was he'd get in front of a large group of people and he'd give almost like a raise the roof gesture and get the crowd really
going. But it was also very frail and slow.
And he was wearing like at times
his
aqua green robes. And
his throne
weird
was
hats.
Great.
He would wear winter hats at times.
Dude, it was the biggest con. The great thing about the documentary is that the townspeople are to blame.
You don't really know who to root for. There's really no one that's a good guy.
The crazy thing is one of the co-founders of Nike lived in that fucking town.
His son is the guy who reminds me of the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
He just died. Rest his soul.
He's constantly being interviewed and he wears a cowboy hat and he really hates Rajneeshis. I was like, that guy founded fucking Nike? This is crazy.
But they were a bunch of fucking assholes. Look,
the founder of
everybody.
Nike, that guy led a hell of a life. He was in World War II. He was like a fucking, almost an Olympic track coach because he was so good at college track and field.
Yeah, they just hired him, right? After he got out of the military.
Founded Nike.
Well, no, he started being like, hey, we need to find... He started putting rubber in a waffle iron to give the shoes more traction.
And then he fought the Bhagwan, not physically, but took him on. Took on the Bhagwan.
But we'll get to the end and then we'll discuss the whole thing because there's a lot of interesting turn of events to come.
I also saw, I've seen the first two Cobra Kai. I have to go through with it and join up. I thoroughly enjoyed them, but I just need to join.
I just rewatched the whole series.
First two, very, very enjoyable. I gotta go through the rest of the series.
It only gets better from there.
The bulk of the series.
I think it's the best show I've seen. in a couple of years.
I mean, if you love Karate Kid, it's just everything Karate Kid that you would... Just seeing Daniel, and I like the gray area they play with Daniel, at least in the first two episodes. You're like, he's kind of like... Because he would become such an annoying adult. Because he was an annoying teenager.
Yeah.
Because as you watch it back, you're like, Daniel wasn't like... Well, all the way good.
When they start getting into Johnny's reinterpretation of what happened, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd like to
like say. His point of view on it all. And then I gotta, dude, the cliffhanger at the end of the season makes you go, season two can't come soon enough.
Yeah, I saw it got renewed, and obviously it did huge.
Yeah, the first episode already has like 20 million. Nobody's getting views like that anymore.
Yeah, which is crazy because, I mean, you just think like, oh, does everyone even know what this is? But obviously it has a big enough.
But it was such a cultural. I mean, they made four of them.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, yeah. I mean, and there are people, I'm sure, too, who have parents who are like, hey, you got to check this original thing out.
My brother showed his kids Karate Kid.
The original. My nephew loves the
Karate Kid. Dude, by the way, I don't know if anybody references the new Karate Kid. I don't think nobody saw it and nobody talks about it.
Well, I didn't realize Will Smith was an executive producer on this new one. So obviously he has fond feelings for the Karate Kid franchise.
Yeah, he must love it.
And he's doing well off this one.
Yeah.
But I got to watch that.
It's a good one, man.
Speaking of it, well, this isn't good, but a lot of people sent me this. I think Scott may have been the first one on board on this.
Scotty Pot Pie?
Was not SPP, but this is from the Washington Post. Apparently, a mountain lion killed a man and seriously injured another in a rare attack in rural Washington State.
Yeah, didn't they have the biker's whole head was in his mouth?
It was in the mountain.
Was the guy wearing a helmet?
If he was, I don't think it did much. Didn't help.
Jesus. That's a fucking... How big is the mouth, man, to fit a man's whole head in there?
Yeah. The victims were mountain biking near North Bend, a foothills town about 30 miles from Seattle, so not that far outside of there.
Damn.
Just after 11 a.m. when they realized that a cougar was chasing them.
Not the good kind that wants to suck that D.
She wasn't riding a rented scooter through the woods. The bikers at first managed to drive the big cat away by making loud noises.
Which is, hey, that's textbook. Make yourself big and be loud.
One of the bikers struck the animal's face, got a shot in on it, because it must have been getting close, causing it to run towards the bushes. So it
did retreat.
Saw cops say one of them swung the bike at it, too. I don't know if that's what hit it. Just as they were about to ride away, cougar came back and jumped on the head of one of the victims.
Dude, do you think this had... Remember that thing we saw about the big cats eating the dogs that have that parasite?
Yeah.
Well, that makes them totally fearless?
They're testing the cougar's body because they did put it down.
How do they do it? Just put a finger in the butthole and be like, yeah.
It's got it. It says, the first victim told us that the actual cougar's mouth was around his head. Cougar was trying to shake the victim from side to side.
Damn. How big was this fucker?
I don't know.
This was a big motherfucker.
That point, the other biker got off from his bike and ran away.
Oh, at that point? Wait, he left him? He's like, fuck you, dude. I'm out of here.
Which caught the cougar's attention. Oh. He probably would have been better off just sitting there watching his friend's horrific death.
But why didn't he throw his bike at the thing?
I don't know.
I understand, like,
yeah, fear,
fight but... or flight, but I don't know.
Or a rock
Part
or something.
Part of me, like, kick him in the stomach or something.
Grab his balls. Abbott said the big cat then released the first victim and chased the other.
Ooh.
Victim took off on his bike, and as soon as he looked back, he saw the cougar dragging his friend into the woods, which is be tough to see. Abbott said the victim rode about, or there's a cop, so the victim rode the bike about 2 miles to find cell reception, called 911, and screamed help into his phone. Probably could have just...
2 fucking miles?
First responders from fire and sheriff's department treated the victim, who suffered deep cuts throughout his body. So that's the guy who got away. About 2.5 miles away, they found the other victim's bike in the middle of a gravel trail. Further into the woods, they found the victim in the cougar's den with the animal on top of him.
Dragged him into the goddamn den.
Yeah, it's a bad way to go.
Dude, by the way, this thing had to have been huge to drag, let's say, on average, 160 pounds.
5'10", probably, 5'9", 5'8".
I mean, that's on the small side.
Yeah. Yeah,
I guess
you're
dragging a deer. Big fucking...
They said one of the deputies shot the cougar and missed.
Guy
whipped.
Hey, by the way, what did they cross? The den isn't that big.
And how did this guy get assigned? They're like, let One-Eyed Larry take a shot
at it. Was he like one of those fucking moles that go in Vietnam? They go under, what are they, a rat, those tunnel rats?
He may have been a citizen on patrol. Like,
give me the goddamn, they call him the old guy. Give him the flashlight. Go in there, he's like, this is just like the Viet Cong.
May have been a fucking ride-along.
God damn.
They say the gunshot, though, scared the animal away. I'm pretty sure that's not what they were trying to do with that. But
so it's on the loose.
It says officers with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife used hounds to track the cougar, which was found behind a tree. Hey,
was it that guy from Mountain Men?
I bet they called him
in.
Get
out of here!
Get! And they're like, no, we want to kill this one.
No!
I don't kill him. It was just 80 feet away from where this idiot missed it. The area is known for cougar sightings. And again, these are nature's cougars, not the man-made.
We don't want you guys going up there with boners.
Yeah.
Getting the wrong idea.
The cats will use them as a scratching post.
Yeah.
The attack was extremely rare during a necropsy. Necropsy? Medical examiners will examine the animal's brain to find out if it was sick or something was wrong with it.
It would have to be.
They say this is not the normal way that a cougar acts. Most of the time, they're very afraid. Most of the time, they run off quickly.
Yeah.
Who knows them? Maybe this one's
here's the thing. When they're not, they'll fucking kill you and eat you. My only fear is that this thing's killing dogs up here. It gets that parasite.
Yeah, you got to be
careful.
And
it really starts...
That's when it's going to bring the fight to you.
Yeah.
That's your sparring partner. Well, Jay Gomez is sparring with interns.
Yeah.
You're sparring with mountain lions. The first known fatal attack in Washington State happened in the 1920s when a boy named Jimmy Fellabor was devoured by a male cougar, which sounds like a nightclub experience gone wrong, but it was an animal attack.
You know what? There should be a movie about like the Jaws equivalent for mountain lions to make you not want to hike anymore.
Hearts of Darkness, but about hiking.
Yeah.
Roughly 120 attacks, 25 of which were fatal, have been reported in the U.S. and Canada in the past 100 years. So chances are you're not going to get attacked.
You know, the only bright side of this is this guy now is in rare company. I mean, he's kind of a celebrity. It's only 25 in 100 years.
It says in Washington State, 7 of all reported attacks occurred during the 1990s. So they're saying as man encroaches upon some of these habitats.
You know what, though? Grunge music, cougar attacks, it's all 90s. I think there might be a correlation.
Bushman, he likes the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I was attacked by a cougar.
Cougar.
Oh, yeah. They euthanized the cougar. They did catch up with it. It was a 100-pound male, about 3 to 4 years old.
Only 100 pounds?
Yeah.
God damn. I thought it'd be a bigger thing than that.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's just like that's a small man.
The survivor was 31. The other guy who passed away, 32.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God damn. That's a tough way to go out.
It says 1 to 2 year old cougars that have become independent of their mothers are more likely to attack domestic animals than humans. So when they're out there on their own. Young male cougars getting crazy.
Okay. Horny. Yeah. Crazy horny.
So, be careful out there, everybody.
Watch yourself out there on the trail. By the way, didn't work. Being loud, make yourself big.
They tried all the right moves.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well.
I think I would have gotten on my bike when it ran off and just started fucking booking it.
Just to follow up from last week, I watched the crazy texter, the lady who's texted a man 65,000 times.
Dude, she is. I probably saw that video about. Did you see the raw video where it was like the full like 15-minute?
Oh, interview? I didn't see that one. Eric sent us that. Her last name is pronounced. I thought it was AIDS. It's Adis or Addis. She was into this guy. They had the same birthdays, so she thought that was a sign.
Did you see the? Did you get into her
numerology?
Yeah, her 33.
She likes the number 33. They both have brothers named David and Jacob, so she was sold on that.
She was talking to the bartender before that guy walked in about 33. By the way, I'm sure this bartender was like, "Thank God this guy got her fuck out of here."
Please. She wakes up. She says at 3:33 a.m., which is always a sign to her. Favorite basketball player, probably Larry Bird. She did not say that.
Did you hear her do the equation of 33 divided by 30 equals infinity equals love?
I did not, and it sounds like a good... I don't remember learning that in high school math class, but it sounds right. She told him, if you ever block me, I'm going to move there. And then he blocked her, and she did move there.
Oh, did you hear that? When that was like... She basically took that as an invitation...
She
basically said that he asked her by doing that to like come visit.
Well, that's like looking across the room and be like, if you don't look at me, I'm going to come over there and grab your tits. And it's like, the chances are they're not going to look at you. It's not an invitation.
This lady, her The craziness in her eyes. I haven't seen craziness like that in a long, long time. That was like Iceman style insanity.
Shockingly, she was from Florida, or at least was living there, and moved out to Arizona where this poor man lived, this victim. They met on a site called Luxy. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was successful.
He was a rich dude.
Sounded like they had a weekend together, according to the article I read.
I thought it was one date.
It sounded like they may have spent a weekend, which is a bad mistake on this guy's part.
I don't see how he could have, though, because she was insane right off the bat.
Yeah.
But she may have. I don't say. I mean, maybe she was on meds or something before that.
She said this man does work with the Dead Sea, which I've been in, and she says it's 33% salinity, which was assigned to her.
What? This lady found 33. You know what the quote of this
She's
was?
Like, he had 33 gray pubes. I counted them while he was sleeping.
The greatest quote in this whole thing was
the end quote. I have it right here.
Which she says, "If he look, I'll leave him alone if he wants me to." Lady, you're in fucking jail because of this. And then she said, "I'll just go back to my ex-boyfriend."
She said, "If this doesn't work out, which I got news for you, I don't think it's going to. I'll just go back to my ex-boyfriend." Which that guy has got to have his.
I think that guy was like, "No," screaming at the top of his lungs. No, he probably fucking moved. That day,
he's probably like, yeah, he was probably visiting this guy. Like, look, just say, hopefully, she gets in there for a long time. Just say you'll take her back. I don't want to deal with her. I need an out.
He may have put the 33 in her head just to like be like, yeah, we're not meant to be together. Like, 33, that's your number. You got to find it. We're like 44 over
she
here.
She must, I don't know if she ever had a thing for Leslie Nielsen, but she must love Naked Gun 33 and a third. Must have been a sign. Did they just pick that number out of nowhere? It's not part two.
The Zucker brothers? She's going to go fuck them?
Jesus. I mean, what a fucking maniac.
When you see her talk, you're like, whoa.
And the cops wouldn't even pay attention. If this were a woman and a man, it would have been like,
well, you know what, though? A lot of women, though, you report it, but nothing happened. I mean, I think the problem is like, what do you do unless they fucking assault you?
Well, no, I mean, but also, though, she's breaking into his place. I mean,
well, that, but that isn't that what I also, she's gonna do like 6 months and then it's done,
yeah, which is crazy.
But dude, that ex boyfriend, I wish we could find out who that guy was. And
something tells me he's not the most normal guy in town,
no, but in order to be like, I'm going back to stalking him,
oh, yeah, I dated her for a while.
Imagine Bushman's the only guy she's like, I'm not into you,
sorry, Bush. You know, you're a former Olympian. You played with Coco Bean. I'm not that interested. I'm sorry.
But even after addressing this crowd, this reporters, in her jail uniform, she still thinks that she might have a shot with this dude.
She was more than willing to talk. She's like, oh, I'll talk.
Yeah, I'm ready. Went on for a while.
This guy is like, what a mistake.
That's why I thought it was a date, but it was a weekend?
That's what I read in one article. I don't know if you know where they got that from or what.
I'll say you could spend 10 minutes.
Who knows? Maybe he just, you know, was like, oh shit.
Maybe he was in the John Little slump.
Yeah, who
John
knows?
Little does. Remember when John Little gets in a slump?
I wouldn't be shocked if John Little encountered a woman like this.
Yeah. I lived with her for 2 years.
She liked it. I liked the number 33 too.
Yeah. I had a jersey. It's a 33. She sucked my dick right then.
We got one of those things. Hold your table. At a restaurant, it said the number 33 on it.
We were over at Islands. They gave us one of those buzzing things. It had 33 written right on it.
Rang after 33 minutes.
Yeah.
Meant to be.
It rang 33 times before it stopped.
I fucked her 33 times in one night.
33 in the pussy, 31 in the ass.
I got to give the people what they want. I got this a lot on Twitter. You probably saw it. Yeah.
Shit.
New form of terrorism out there. Shit terrorism.
Did you watch that video?
I did watch the video. It's a woman, and if you haven't seen it.
Dude, by the way, talk about clean breaks. This lady shat on command.
Very fast. Very proficient. Didn't
she
go
looked
under,
normal.
She did look
normal.
She had
like Lululemon pants on.
There's a woman.
She's thin. She's in shape.
She's in a Tim Hortons, which I think is only a Canadian chain. It's a coffee chain.
I think I've
chain.
Seen it, though. Is there Tim Hortons in gas stations in America?
I don't know.
It sounded familiar.
So a woman. She's having an argument. You don't know about what with.
I like how the video is fast forwarded. See, that shit drops quick.
And she gets more and more upset, and she just drops.
She goes.
Her pants.
She wanted to use the bathroom.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
and so
then
she's like,
they
I'll just
said
shit on the floor.
No, and so since she gets an argument with them, and they're like, "Hey, you can't use the bathroom," so she leans against the partition. That's she was at the counter. And there's like this partition that separates the people that are seated. By the way, the people that are sitting on the other side of this didn't seem like they knew what was going on.
Very casual. They were lucky that partition was there.
She dropped. Night, great ass.
She dropped the dropped the pants, took a
pretty, dropped a couple logs.
Pretty decent sized shit on the floor.
She definitely had to go.
Picked it up, whipped it at the guy she was farting with.
Great arm, by the way. Great arm.
I don't know if she washed her hands.
Dude,
wiped them off on napkins, threw those at the man.
And then wiped her ass, too, with the napkins.
Well, you don't want to walk out with a crusty ass.
You just picked up your own shit, you psycho.
She was arrested for that.
But the article I read, they hadn't apprehended her yet. They go... they're reviewing it to see if any charges are going to be filed. I was like, dude, this lady just hurled her shit at somebody.
That's a bad day at the office for that guy because they're not going to let him go home from working the register.
Dude, I want to know, did he get hit? If I took a log to the face, I would quit the workforce altogether.
He deserves workman's comp for a year.
That's PTS.
Paid salary.
Dude, that's PTS duty. PTS. It's post-traumatic stress duty.
Ugh. It's surprising more insane people don't resort to that because it really is.
Don't give people ideas.
It's one of the ultimate weapons.
I think it is the ultimate weapon.
You drop. You'd rather fight somebody because at least like it's probably going to be over at some point.
If SEAL Team 6 ran in and when they were trying to assassinate Bin Laden... And he didn't have a gun, but he had two handfuls of duty and threw it at him. I guarantee you he would have gotten away because they would have been like, no, stop. Nobody wants duty thrown at. People would rather get shot at than have duty thrown.
It seems like between this and serial dutyers, somebody, I think it was Beardo, who sang our theme song last week, sent me in Australia. There's a serial jogger.
Another one?
It seems to be a growing trend or if just people are calling attention to it.
Dude, if it's in Australia, you know what it is? It's a pandemic.
It really is.
This is a global issue.
This is an international problem.
This lady's
serial
in Canada.
Shit throwers. It says Tim Hortons in the U.S. are in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, New York, West Virginia.
That's where I remember.
Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Maine.
That's where I remember.
But I don't know which one this shit lady's from.
I think they're coffee shops, and I think a lot of times they're in gas stations. I can't be positive, but I know I've seen them. I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but...
So what was her problem? She didn't want to buy the coffee?
I think she must have just got done working out. It looked like she was in workout gear, and then she came in there to get a key for the bathroom, maybe.
And she had no money?
And they're like, she's like, I don't want... Maybe, it looked like she had no pockets to carry anything. So this is just what I'm gathering.
She had a pocket to carry that duty.
And she's like, I got to take a huge shit.
That was in British Columbia.
And he's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. And she's like, oh, yeah, fuck me. No, fuck you. Drops that log. But dude, she threw it with anger.
Oh, a lot of
By
anger.
The way, she may have had some collegiate softball training because that was she whipped it.
She may have been throwing.
She spun it around. And
may have been throwing javelin.
Yeah, she might have been a shot putter. She just chucked it.
She's a shit putter.
But also to take the time to wipe the shit off your hands. And dude, I would chop my fucking hand off if I picked up my own shit.
I would
shit.
Be like, oh, can I go use the bathroom? I gotta watch my
Why did she wipe it on the guy's smock?
Oh, God. Yeah, what if she charged him and tried to wipe it on his face?
Now she's a double threat.
That'd be assault.
She got duty fingers from picking up her own shit.
Edward Duty Fingers. What a horrific.
He called.
And if working jobs like that isn't horrible, you need people shitting and throwing it at you?
Yeah.
I say throw the book at her, filled with duty. I think she deserves a firing squad of 30 men. Throwing shit at her.
Yeah. With her mouth open.
Taste of her own medicine.
And her eyes open.
That should be an eye for an eye. He should be able to take a big shit.
A big old...
Like, maybe get some Ari Shaffir tips on how to have a huge...
Take like maybe a 30% diarrhea and 70% solid.
And then I think you can expunge it from the record. But she's on probation if she ever does this again.
I wonder if you could slap her in the face with a huge log. Or if it would fall apart midair.
Ugh. Or like a frozen log to the eye?
Dude, I think she should get some serious time for this. Because this is more than just a regular assault.
This is terrorism.
Yeah.
It's terroristic behavior.
It's duty terrorism.
I think this guy should be able to make...
Did ISIS lay claim to this?
I think this guy should be able to dip a bow and arrow in some duty and shoot her in the thigh.
Well, she'll get a fucking bad infection.
Well, I think she deserves
it. I think
he
should
get
to shoot an arrow made out of duty. Like that, frozen
maybe,
duty.
Maybe that too. I mean,
This is insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was this has probably been going on since the history of man, but now that the internet, it just gets out.
But dude, they had, that was probably the best, some of the best dutying footage I've seen.
She was calm under pressure. She, no stage fright, nothing.
She knew what she wanted, and she achieved her goal.
And even
how do you recover from
even
that?
After she threw the shit, it looked like the people having coffee didn't miss a beat.
I think they had no idea what had just happened.
Your sister could have been there visiting her murderer friend.
Yeah, right
friend.
When the lady, she looks to see what's going on, the lady drops the cyanide in her
fucking
coffee.
And she's like,
coffee.
Oh, I think shit may have gotten here. I'm not going to drink it. She's like, please.
No, it's fine. I made sure no shit got in there.
What if your sister went with that lady, then pulled the Princess Bride, switch cups?
While she was
caught. Classic prank.
And then the lady you know, dies.
Do you get murdered for that? You're like, I didn't know it was poison.
Yeah. By the way, there was like footage of this lady where it wasn't super clear, but that's what convicted her. Like,
wow.
They could show her something, getting something out of her bag, and then doing. They couldn't see like exactly what she was doing, but she clearly got something out.
Is there footage of her dropping logs?
Yeah, and then when the cops came, it was a standoff. She was just shitting logs and tossing them.
Ugh.
But you know what? I don't think that a lady could have shit in a worse position to get convicted of something. Because this was just like, this lady, those logs just drop. This is just clear footage. Like, there's nothing blocking the view at all. It's almost like when she leaned back on that thing, it was to get a better view for the camera.
Do you think the cops were scared when they arrested her that she may, or do you think they're like,
I think there's an argument
she unloaded the magazine. She's got no more ammo.
Still has it on her hands, but I think there's an argument over who gets to drive, who has to drive her to the station. I think they do the rookie. It's like, he's the new guy.
They're like,
because some guys, when those homeless guys shit their pants and stuff, they don't, they hate taking those guys in.
Oh, yeah. You don't want them in your, I mean, you have to sit in that car.
Oh, the smell. Most of the time, they just don't do shit.
This in San Fran, I don't know if you were aware of this that went down. This is from Barb. Barb's on this beat. So apparently, I didn't know this was going on, but it makes sense that it's going on. There's an area of life where bullying is a major problem, and people aren't talking about it.
At the gym?
That's in nursing homes.
Oh,
it's people are saying it's a serious problem.
I could actually, this might be the only bullying that I can that I will agree with. I bet there's a lot of that.
They're saying the unwanted are turned away from cafeteria tables, much like high school.
Dude, did you see the last season of Better Call Saul?
I have not, no.
They deal with elderly bullying in it.
They're saying fist fights are breaking out at karaoke. Dances are becoming breeding ground for gossip and cruelty. Now, oh, look at her. She's a big whore over there.
Dude, I do feel sorry for these old people.
Oh, it's sad. You don't want to deal with this.
Like a kid, you can bounce back.
But this is, you don't want to deal with this in the twilight.
Like, I already fucking dealt with this shit.
Yeah, this is
well,
crazy.
Well, they're cliques. They're just, they turn into these cliques of cool old people. The lady who's getting all the cock.
So they're saying nursing homes, senior centers, housing complexes for the elderly are now trying to introduce programs, training, and policies aimed at curbing this bullying.
Now, honestly, this is a female problem because most of the dudes are dead.
It's what this article goes on to say. They said there's a click system just like everywhere else. It's Betsy Gran, odd last name for this article.
Yeah, it sounds like she's an elderly bully herself.
She was the assistant director until recently at the San Francisco's 30th Street Senior Center. She said it's like Mean Girls, only everyone's 80 years old.
By the way, someone's writing that movie right now.
I'm sure they are. I thought of that myself. After the cafeteria exiles and karaoke fights, the 30th Street Center.
What are these, the 30th Street octogenarian Crips?
They might be. Teamed up with a local nonprofit, the Institute on Aging, to develop an anti-bullying program. It's crazy that 80-year-olds had to be told, like, hey, guys, let's not get in fistfights at karaoke.
This is sad. The only reason I feel bad is because the Better Call Saul episode really broke my heart when they fucking just ostracized this lady from the group.
Yeah, I mean, it's super sad. All staff members received 18 hours of training and included. I mean, now people work these jobs and learn about elderly bullying.
But also, what are you going to do? Tell Edna, you can't. Don't be pushing. Like, fuck you.
I'll give you
I'm going to throw you my shit.
Or you're like, I'll throw you out of here. But it's like, what are you going to do? Put her on the street?
Yeah. Well, I guess you can get kicked out, right? Or no, they can't. Or their whole goal is to, like,
I don't know.
take care of you no matter what.
Senior citizens were then invited to similar classes held in English and Spanish, teaching them to alert the staff or intervene themselves if they witnessed bullying. This is crazy that this is happening.
Dude, why can't we just finally admit, like, this is how it will be the rest of your life? Like,
yeah,
we are a gang mentality. This is how we are. This is how we were fucking... This is evolution.
And it sounds like a prison, but it's like when you put people in, like an institution.
They form gangs.
Yeah. It says signs and even placemats around this senior center now declared a bully-free zone. What is that going to do? Like, oh, look what it says. I can't punch you in the face.
And also, dude, people aren't going to accept people that they just don't like. At this age, not only are you dealing with people that are the most rigid, stubborn beings on earth.
When they're angry.
They don't give a fuck.
Well, they're angry, they're going down, yeah, too. So they're going to take it out on whoever they can.
Dude, there's
going
to be a lot of mischief to these signs.
Mary Murphy, 86, retired real estate agent. She took the classes. She said, I think in the past I would have just stayed out of it. Now I might be inclined to help. It's like, I might be. It's not like definite. So she's like, I don't know. I don't know.
After 18 hours, I'm kind of on board. I'm kind of not.
Robin Bonifas, a social worker, professor at Arizona State, and the author of the book Bullying Among Older Adults, How to Recognize and Address an Unseen Epidemic. It's a long book title. Said existing studies suggest about 1 in 5 seniors encounter bullying, which is pretty common.
Yeah, I always would think it'd be more.
She sees it as an outgrowth of frustrations characteristic in communal settings, which we just said, like a prison atmosphere, as well as a reflection of issues unique to getting older. Many elderly see their independence and sense of control disappear.
Or it's just you're a human being, and that's what human beings do.
She says becoming a bully can feel like regaining some of that lost power. You want to take control.
Yeah. Especially because they're like getting bullied by their own kids who locked them away in this place.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'm going to beat up.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat people up. And imagine they have to go in and meet like the kids. Like, your father is involved with this woman and she's a big bully. And
yeah.
She's having problems.
Or like, I bet there's a ton of gossip when the kids come to visit and they're like, that woman over there runs the fucking bocce ball. You're like, yeah, I don't want you over there. I wonder, is there any race relations? Because I also, all people get older, they all get racist. No matter what,
yeah, it could be
creed, color, they all fucking start hating everybody.
They say most, obviously, most of it is not physical, but involves name calling, rumors, and exclusion.
I love the rumors.
Did you hear what Phil's into?
She sucked his dick. It's like, man, would that even be a problem at this point?
She's got herpes.
Or old Tim can't get his dick hard anymore.
He shits his pants. Have you smelled it?
They're like, yeah, we all do.
So what?
What kind of rumors would be starting?
I don't know. He didn't really fight in Vietnam.
I bet she's like shit talking about their grandkids.
His granddaughter's a fat hole.
Yeah, like fucking poor.
Hey, he's having sex with that's why he gets extra mashed potatoes.
Dude, I guarantee you the gossip these people tell. I would love, I don't like gossip, but I would love to hear what these old fucking people are talking about, what they're gossiping about.
It's like his dick smells like cheese.
I fucked him. He couldn't even come.
He barely made me come. Like, wait, what? He did make you come?
His grandson's gay. I bet there's a lot of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because the old people, they hate everybody.
Well, one of these, at the end of this article, really, the part that really broke my heart is that there's this woman who's a lesbian. And she's like, I dropped out of high school because I wasn't accepted as a lesbian. And now these people are fucking,
shit.
Like, you're a lesbian. Look at you. Fuck it. And some lady walked up to her and said, you're going to burn in hell.
Whoa.
To her face.
Dude, can you imagine being a lesbian and then you're in your like 80s now?
Yeah, and you're just like, what?
Oh, they fucking, anybody, any tolerance that you even had in your 20s, by the time, no matter if you're the most tolerant person in the world, by the time you hit 80, you're full-blown racist. You hate everybody.
In some examples, there's a senior high-rise. A woman who saw herself as the queen of the parking garage would key the cars of those who crossed
shit. No. Fuck.
Other places, laundry rooms have become vicious places where the bullies had their detergent stolen, their clothes thrown on the floor. bingo
you know
room.
What, though? Dude, I've been bullied by a couple old people that live in my building.
You're
they demanded once that I take my clothes out of the fucking washing machine after it already started because they claimed because they had a basket there for like 20 minutes. I came down there and then left and then I came back and nobody had moved it. So I just put my clothes in, and they started trying to. I was like, "Fuck you guys! I'm not getting my clothes out."
That's what you get for living in old folks.
You know what? One of them probably did take a dump in the washing machine.
And your car's been keyed 50 times.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Don't get your stuff out of the wash. Bingo rooms have often devolved into battlefields. Lucky newcomers are badgered and accused of cheating by veteran players.
Oh, dude, can you imagine you walk in, you're brand new, you get a bingo? That's all these people live for.
Oh, look who it is. Oh, you cheating?
Yeah, what are you, sucking the tits on the lady pulling the numbers?
Like, no, I just got lucky. Like everyone else in the shitty game. It's a shitty game of chance.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, the woman who wrote the book said she came to call bingo the devil's game because it was so so hotly.
Wow.
so crazy. Yeah, this is the poor lady. The lesbian lady, a partner of 30 years died, and then her partner's family evicted her from the home that they shared. She goes to some fucking living community, and then she gets fucking relentless bullying by the residents only because she's a lesbian.
Dude. And you live all these years just to end up back where you started.
One man hit this lady's scooter with his walker and unleashed a barrage of homophobic slurs. This guy fucking rammed her in the hallways.
And this lady has no one to turn to.
No. Woman rammed her wheelchair into Wetzel's table in the dining room and knocked it over.
God damn.
Warning her that homosexuals are going to burn in hell. In the mailroom, someone knocked her in the head, and in the elevator, she was spit on. This is crazy.
Is this in San Francisco?
Where is this?
She might want to move to like a more gay-friendly
area. Oh, this is in Illinois.
Yeah, oh, no, Illinois? Yeah, you're fucked. I don't know. Someone needs to raise some money to get her to move like out to California or something.
A place called Niles, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
This has got to be like a West Hollywood fucking old folks' home where gays are welcome.
Not in the Midwest.
No, I'm saying in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's like an all gay.
Yeah, this lady's got to get out to here.
That's where you're straight. You go in there like, get the fuck out of here, straighty.
You piece of shit. What are you like? Opposite genitalia.
Look, it's not going to stop, man. We're just bullying. I just saw a thing on HOAs, like the craziest, you know, the homeowner associations for like neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Where the HOA said that you couldn't park a truck. Oh, no, it didn't even say. This guy had a truck and it wouldn't fit in his garage. So he parked in the driveway.
Illegal.
And they said you couldn't. And he said it isn't written any there. So they sued him. The guy ends up after 3 years winning. And the HOA has to pay his court fees. You know what his court fees were to fight him parking in his driveway?
$1.5
million. $186,000.
Jesus.
So it's the same thing. It's bullying on every level.
I hope it was worth it. This poor woman, 70 years old, says, I just go in my room and I barricade my door and pray. I felt like a slug, like I was nothing, like I wasn't even human.
Dude, we should go in there and just beat some old people's asses. You leave her alone.
We fight on behalf of this woman. Lambda Legal. I'm not sure if that's the tri-lamb. Revenge of the Nerds.
Did they start a law firm?
Might be Lamar.
Maybe it's to get Skolnick off rape charges because then he fucked, what's her name?
What was her name? My pie. What is her name? You guys still looking at so-and-so's ass? Some of the B, I thought.
Was it?
What is Skolnick? Remember. And I had to fucking IMDb the goddamn movie.
What was his name?
Lewis Skolnick?
No. What was the
Stan?
Yeah.
Stan Gable.
Oh yeah, Stan Gable.
Hey, that's
Peggy? No, Penny. I can't remember.
Betty.
Betty, that's it. Yeah.
Betty, old Betty. So Lambda Legal, which defends LGBTQ rights, took on this woman's case and sued the nursing home.
Yeah, but here's the thing: it's not gonna. It's like you can't force people.
Federal
to
judge
accept you
dismissed it.
Yeah, I just think it's gonna make things worse for her. Like you can't force people to not bully. That's the thing. It's just gonna make them bigger bullies.
This is fucking heartbreaking. She said she had a view of the cemetery from her window and would stare at it, thinking maybe only when she arrived there would she find peace.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, man.
Not a single person said, let me befriend this woman and like
They may have been fearful, these fucking maniacs.
Dude, this is, now I'm scared to be get old.
It's almost, you're almost better off dying like right before this phase of life.
Oh, dude.
She said, I felt like a person in a pool of piranhas, and that's where this sad.
By the way,
ends.
She's 70 isn't old. She's still pretty young.
Yeah.
Lady.
No. But she got evicted. She got thrown out of her fucking place by her lover, partner's family.
Dude, by the
gave
way,
the boot.
I think if I ended up at the old place, I'd probably be one of these fucking bullies.
You'd be ramming.
These old bullies.
You'd be ramming people's wheelchairs.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Speaking of crazy, this is another form of shit terrorism, and it ties it all back in with the coffee spiker. This isn't the new trend. This is from Barb. This is in Michigan. So a lady... This is in Saline, Michigan. Beautiful this time of year.
Saline solution?
Yeah. Michigan engineering company employee got fired after cops determined she baked laxatives into brownies intended for a departed colleague send-off. So, why'd the cops get involved?
Wow, dude. I mean, you poisoned somebody.
Yeah, and I
you
guess
could
they,
kill them.
And I guess to test it, too.
Yeah.
Just make sure.
It's
so this lady went for the old, hey, it wasn't good working with you. I'm going to make you shit your pants one last time.
I mean, I can kind of, as long as she wasn't going to kill him, but I can kind of get behind that. We did that to a kid in my neighborhood.
But I mean, at a workplace.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
But if you're like, this is my last shot to get revenge. So did the person eat it?
It says they,
also, like, how did they know?
Says they confiscated. Oh, they confiscated him after another employee tipped off the manager.
Oh, hey, by the way, if you're gonna put laxative, keep your mouth shut, bitch.
No one ate the brownies. She ran her mouth to the wrong coworker.
She's like, he's gonna shit his fucking pants.
And they're like, I never liked you. I never liked you.
I think the lady's like, yeah, we're not friends, by the way. Why are you telling me this shit?
The Ann Arbor News said that the woman says the 47-year-old woman initially denied.
She's 47?
Yeah, she's not like 20.
She's a little too old to be putting laxatives and shit.
She initially denied putting the laxatives in the brownies, but after learning that they would test them, she said she had. Okay, maybe you got me.
You got me red-handed.
And they're like, we don't have a test that detects that. She's like, God damn it, you got me on that one. They say other employees say there was tension between the woman and the departing employee, but they have not specified.
I want to know how much laxative was in there.
They say the woman faces no charges, but if anyone had eaten the brownies, it could have been considered a criminal act.
Oh, wait, there's no charges?
She's fired, though. She's turned. She's lost.
No, but
the
there's
job.
No charges?
No charges.
But isn't it an attempt of poisoning?
Apparently not.
What do they just say? Hey, you're a moron?
I guess, yeah, you're out of a job.
So weird.
Good luck to you. And good luck. Hey, how did your last job end? Well, it's a funny you should ask. There was a going away party, and I always hated this guy.
Can I put you down for a reference?
You guys, I mean, but they're good brownies if you eat the right batch.
But I don't get it. So if they had eaten it, they could press charges? But
yeah.
The fact is, like, she had intended for them
to eat
it.
Don't get the difference.
Isn't there a premeditation, a planning of this that is some sort of criminal offense?
You would think so, but...
Well, probably, you know what? She probably got the lawyers of Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Try Lamb Legal. We need them for sponsorship.
That's... I don't know. I can partly get behind this. I don't know. Here's what the thing is. I got to hear the her side of the story.
Yeah, who knows?
What did this
person
could
have done something heinous to her.
Yeah. It could have done something anus to her.
That's true. It sounded like her anus tried to do something to them.
I like it. It's a good old prank. Good little prank to send them off.
And it didn't go well for her, though.
She's out of a job, but don't be bragging until someone actually shits their pants. Then you can say, hey, you can take credit for it.
She jumped the gun.
Yeah, she really did. She jumped the duty starter pistol.
Yeah, she didn't. And who knows? Maybe the guy didn't even, maybe he wasn't even like, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but wasn't a fan of brownies. Did she do research where she's like, I know that they can't resist a good brownie?
Here's the thing. I don't really eat anything that people make at home when they bring it in because I don't know what your kitchen looks like.
Or if they're going to dose you with something.
And there's no health board coming in to look and check your fucking, how you're making shit, cleanliness of
anything.
She
could have been putting pubes in there.
I know. I really have never I don't like... When people do parties where people have to bring dishes from home, you either buy it or you make it and it's someone I know, or it's a barbecue and I watch you cook the fucking meat.
What I didn't, I don't appreciate about this crime is that there was going to be innocent, there was going to be civilians that were caught in the crossfire. There were going to be crossfire, people caught in the crossfire. Just wanted to have a nice brownie. They still work there. You probably don't have a problem with them.
It's called collateral damage.
Yeah.
She was willing to take it.
I don't appreciate that.
Oh, you know what? She must have been telling that person, hey, by the way, don't eat those brownies that I baked. There's like snips.
You think?
That's how it was.
Somebody she liked?
Yeah.
I like you. You've been good to me.
You're like, I think you're a huge cunt. I always have.
Whenever the photocopier's out, you help me fix it. And so I'm going to be dosing these brownies with laxatives. And this guy's like, I'm calling the cops and I'm calling management.
There's just no hope for like any sort of utopian society to ever exist because there's just so many assholes out there. And it's not going to happen. Like, you can't. What are you going to tell this person? She's 47. She's fucking drugging her brownies.
And you can't even.
Like, you'll never get through to her.
There's no level of an employee video that's going to convince this lady. Yeah. Hey, this is. I mean, it's a moronic fucking idea.
By the way, the lady that threw the shit looked like she was probably like 40.
And aren't you just better off getting the last? I mean, I don't know if this person's fired. No, it sounds like they had a party, so they're probably just leaving.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just stay at the job.
They're leaving.
Yeah, they're gone.
You're not
deal with them anymore.
Yeah, it's over.
She had to get the last shit on them.
Well, shit's on her.
But the person probably would have gone home because they weren't going to stay there.
Well, now she's got shit on her face.
Yeah.
She looks like a real moron.
She's going to work at Tim Hortons, get duty thrown at her. She's going to realize that duty terrorism. We're going to now have to watch shit terrorism videos.
I'm telling you, ISIS might start using this.
They're
going to go to concerts and just get one of those fucking t-shirt guns, but it's filled with dog shit.
And just shit catapults from distance.
In the face.
Trebuchets, like seen on Little People, Big World, that almost killed the Roloff's family friend and their son.
And then did he end up dying anyway?
Mike. And Zach cried, and the grandfather told Zach, it takes a real man to cry.
And then I was like, damn, I don't know.
And Roloff's like, no, I'm not crying.
He's like, yeah, look at you, Roloff. You're half a man. You always were. You're a disgrace.
Amy's leaving you.
Yeah, she's sucking a full-size cock over there.
You let the pirate ship go to shit.
Wow, what did, I don't know, man.
Humanity's doomed.
Yeah, because you have fucking 80-year-old bullies. You got
shit terrorists.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got people spiking brownies at work in the workforce.
You know?
Careful at your job. Careful what you accept and what you don't accept.
Don't eat anything that you find it. Any food that's brought into the workplace, do not eat it, people.
Or buy a laxative tester and test it in front of, I don't trust you.
What is it? Just a thermometer you stick in there? Oh, it's got laxatives in it. It's definitely got laxatives.
I would like something that turns a color, like some sort of stick you dip in there, it turns blue. Laxatives, if it's nothing.
Because it's the same. The time frame, it could take an hour to really get that shit in, to hit.
It would have been
something
great.
Could take longer.
What would have been great is if someone had tipped this guy off and he really stocked up on Imodium in his system. Ate him and just showed no effect.
In his face. And then he goes, I know you put laxatives in there.
And it didn't work.
And nothing.
And you're still getting fired.
If he switched brownies out for real brownies and just put them in and just started eating them.
These are delicious.
Licking the chocolate off his fingers.
And she's like, don't eat too many. No, I'll have the whole batch.
I'm going to eat them all.
I love these.
And then she's snickering and he's like, by the way, those are real brownies. You fucking
and then shove
bitch.
One in her mouth.
Eat
your own. I could see Brian Holtzman, great Comedy Store comedian, being involved in any number of these
sort of office
stories.
Office
tonight.
Revenge story.
We saw him this past week performing what he should be doing with his life, performing at Memorial.
He's a eulogy comic. He really is. He's a memorial comic.
He gave him a memorial for Mitzi Shore, which,
and it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Equal parts touching, bizarre,
yeah.
Funny.
Honest.
He is a new, if you don't know who he is, look, you can Google him, Brian Holtzman. He has a beautiful new mustache.
That thing's crazy. He looks like William Forsythe. He looks like Gino.
He looks like Gino if he sold used cars in the 80s. He had shorts.
He was doing things. You want a fucking Cadillac, bitch?
Well, then I saw him, as I told people at Steve Renazzisi's party, he walked up to a man who Eleanor Kerrigan knew who he was. She knows who everyone is. I had no clue who this guy was. all I know is he's either Native American or he dresses and looks like a Native American. He had long black hair, a black leather cowboy hat, and I think maybe even something in his hair like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And Brian Holzman walks up to this man after this night. Everyone's standing in the parking lot, like hanging around talking. And he says, "Hey, I just saw your horse taking a shit over there." And the guy looked at him with such disdain. I don't think he had any clue. Neither of them knew. Yeah. You could tell by the reaction that neither of them knew each other at all.
Holzman's not a guy that he has to really know the person no. at all to just walk up.
No, and he doesn't care. But there was no audience. I was just watching from a distance. That's I was great. Like, oh my God, did he just say that? I had two different people. One was this black dude who I'd never seen in my life. Comes up to me and he's like, "Man, everybody looks different, man." And I was like, "Yeah, okay." He's like, "Look at that guy over there." And he points at Ari Shaffir. And I go, "Yeah. You know that guy?" I go, "Yeah, I know Ari. Remember what he used to look like?" "Go, yeah, I had long hair." "Yeah, man, that guy had long hair, man. Look at him now."
I'm like, "Yeah, okay. He cut his hair."
Yeah, I go, "Yeah, he doesn't have long hair." He goes, "Look at you, man. You gained weight." I go, "Gained weight? What are you saying, I'm fat?" And he's like, "No, man. You know, you just gained some weight." He's like, "You know, you just don't look like Duncan." I was like, "Yeah, I'm not Duncan."
By the way, Duncan, your heights. Duncan's like 5'9".
When I said to the guy, I go, "Well, I don't know if you've seen Duncan a long time, but I have probably like 4 or 5 inches on him in height." And the guy's like, "You know, Duncan, he got big." I go, "You saying he went through a growth spurt in his 40s? And the guy's like, I don't. And he just walked away. He realized he had no idea who I was. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Jesus.
Then later, and then I told Duncan that when I saw him in the night, and he was dying laughing. And he's like, "You look like a healthier version of me, man." He's like, "I want you to give me a fecal transplant." He was dying laughing. He's like, "Look at your hair. I would kill for that hair." And then I think it was Amy Ashton grabbed me, and Duncan was like 3 feet away from me. And
she goes,
she goes, "Duncan?" And I go, "That's Duncan." And she goes, "Oh my God, I thought you were done." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Dude's beard, long hair.
It's racism. All yeah. whites look alike.
No, it's beard racism. It's beard, long hair combo racism.
It really is.
When you get to that old folks home, you're going to fucking... You better learn how to bully, motherfucker.
I better join up with a group of beards yeah. and long hairs.
You better... They're like, "Stick together.
Get out of here,
it's hell in here.
You hippie."
Do you think anybody's ever gone... You know, the first day in the nursing home, and they're like, "You're welcome to hell on earth, motherfucker."
Or they're like, "You better fight old man Callahan if you want to prove your worth in here. Have no one fuck with you." First day.
They call him Iron Cock.
You better whip your pork chop at his head. Prove a point.
Here I thought being old and moving into old folks home was just straight fucking and STDs.
Some of it is, but then some of it's exclusion.
So what do you have to look forward to when you're old? Now you have nothing.
Bullying.
Dude, first of all, everyone's getting AIDS. Because no one's wearing condoms.
And STDs.
It's a huge fucking issue. And nothing works on your body. Now you got to worry about some assholes.
Well, your health's failing. You're probably seeing
your
family.
You can't play fucking bingo.
Seeing your family less and less. If you win in bingo, you're going to get yelled at. Is there even a cash prize? It's just like bragging rights, right? You're not winning anything.
I think you get
like a hard candy?
Like wax lips.
Like, here's a Werther's. Add it to your collection.
Here's a cap eraser. I think it's just like a ski ball.
Here's a ticket. Go use it at the fucking old folks' school store.
Plastic. Here's some Mardi Gras beads.
You're cheating over there.
I mean, wait, what is it? Yeah, here's a whoopee cushion and whatever other stupid crap you could buy.
That lesbo's cheating. That's not B6.
You fucking dyke. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Jesus. I'm going to ram you with my goddamn wheelchair.
Oh, you imagine the slurs?
Crazy.
Dude, by the way, they go old school slurs.
Oh,
I mean,
they get
to the bone.
I'm sure there's racial. I'm sure there's all sorts of issues.
Yeah. I wonder if they're.
I
wonder if
fucking,
like black guys just go with other black guys. Or if it's
I don't know.
Like or if women, like why you think that like if there's Jewish people in there, they all go to the Jewish
say like
side?
An Asian woman has sex with a white man and people are yelling
like,
at her.
You race traitor.
Yeah, this is crazy. These people are nuts.
You got nothing to look forward to.
When
stay out of the home.
They're not technically breaking the law, so you can't. How do you police
dude,
this?
You know what I want? If I get too old, I gotta go to these places, just do hit me with one of those bolt guns that they kill cows with at the slaughterhouse. Give me a bolt gun to the head and I'm done. I'm ready to go.
I just carry a hammer and just hammer people's knees.
The dice will be going to old folks home with the hammer.
You're not bullying me in here.
Oh.
Fucking mean old people. Old people either get like senile and nice or very mean. It kind of goes one way or the other.
It always seems like the mean ones lived longer.
Well, because, they have like that fucking...
They got hate
that anger.
Like, you ain't taking me, you motherfuckers.
I'm outliving my enemies. Because they have other people that they want to fuck that person. I'm outliving them by, I don't care if it's one day.
Yeah.
These people must be like, your friend's dead. Good. I hated your friend.
Oh, yeah. I bet they don't pull punches on this shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she deserved it.
I'm glad he's fucking dead.
She was sleeping around. She deserved it.
I wonder if there is like a lot of jealousy where it's like, I loved her. I fucked her. I loved her.
Well, yeah. Say some guy comes in, whoring around, or some man steals your lady.
And what if he's whoring around and she's like, he told me he loved me.
Yeah. Some guy. And then she starts creating rumors about his new lady.
Yeah.
She's fat. She doesn't even clean between the folds and the fat or on the sides of her tits are disgusting.
You
get a new roommate. You want him out. You could try to drive him crazy.
Everything's like high school. You know why? Because that is when we've reached a maturity where we figure out how our groups work and function.
Yeah, it's socialization.
It never gets out of that. It never gets.
That's why
out
you
of
see
that.
Those campaigns. It gets better, and it's like, does it? Like people are putting laxatives in brownies at 47 and bullying and senior citizens.
Oh, by the way, update on speaking of bullying. So you remember I used to have my little sister fight kids in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, that conversation came up. Evidently, she got into like a grappling match with some dude who owns like a fight club at a party one night. What? She was drunk and somehow he's like, you want to grapple? And she said, yeah. He said, you got some pretty good skills. You should come over to the club. Wow. He's like, I'm not even joking. So it made me kind of proud. And then she brought up to her fiance, which he had never heard. And she talked about her prize fighting days as like a 4-year-old.
Did she want to go to the fight club?
She said that she has like this fight in her. And she said that she's gone to boxing gyms and it really like she feels a lot better when she unleashes it.
She goes back to being a 4-year-old. She's like, I want my blanket.
Well, by the way, her fiance seemed rather horrified
He's
by
like,
this behavior.
May not be in on the
she
wedding.
She brought up specifically when she was fighting and she goes, I remember fighting my friend in the playground and his mom started screaming and then she said, you threw me over your shoulder and took off running.
Sometimes you got to take your fighter and get out of town.
So there it is. She got it in her. I told her he had a great coach.
Is she gonna support you in your fight August?
Yeah, I think she's rooting for me. I don't think she's rooting against me.
What's the date of these fights, August?
It's the weekend of the 24th, 24th, 25th, 26th. I think it's the 26th.
Some people have asked online.
I'm going to get some hard dates here and solidify this.
I saw Luis J. Gomez release some sparring footage with his 5-year-old son. Now he's throwing very straight punches. I don't know if that's his real technique.
He was throwing some hook wrist shots.
He was throwing, it almost looked like clotheslines, but from the side.
It was reverse palm boss root and pancrase without any of the hip movement.
Yeah, it was interesting technique. But we'll see.
Not doing a lot of damage with those, but evidently he's sparring a child. So,
And Big J's back in his corner.
So I watched, on Legion of Skanks, they had a video. And by the way, I don't know, see if you could find it. Not only did he fight that intern, mm-hmm. but he fought like another intern who, by the way, was about 120 pounds.
No, he went from one
and
end
dude,
of the spectrum to the other.
He was fucking pounding it. But then this dude hit him with a great fucking shot.
Really?
Nailed him with one. Popped him with a good one. But this guy, dude, he was about 5'8", about 120 pounds. And he was just, Lewis just wailing on him. I was like, dude, this is elderly bullying.
Where are the other Legionists, the other two Legionist gangs, where they're like, hey, man, these guys are unpaid. Dude. You're beating the shit out of them.
Big J was like, you're just a fucking bully, dude. He's like, you're a legit bully. I'll find the footage for next week. It was one of those clips where they started showing the, and it was embarrassingly sad.
We need to get some interns. Not for sparring, but for swim races. I need to try my skills out against some of these.
Oh,
people.
I got a new secret weapon too.
Really?
Yeah, I got a new coach.
Feng Zhao?
Not for. I've got my striking coach, but I have a new. I have another coach.
Very interesting.
Who's
a psychologist?
Let's just say he was on the Brock Lesnar circuit for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a former professional wrestler.
Collegiate.
Really?
Yeah.
Collegiate?
So, and soon to be relation.
Zorba?
Yeah, no, Zorba's not going to be related to Zorba anytime soon. So
great comic, Zorba, from the comedy
store. We've got some intensive camps coming up.
Wow. Sounds interesting. Are the rules any closer to being settled?
I guess it's MMA.
So that's the end. That's
The only thing that I think that we both agree on is maybe no ground and pound, because neither of us know what the fuck's going on the ground. It might not be good to be just bashing a guy in the face with elbows who doesn't know how to defend himself.
Or like you could start maybe body the 12 shots, to 6 elbows.
Yeah, maybe some body shots or something. But also I think it would be kind of sad to just watch. Sometimes it's sad just to watch a guy.
Two grown men roll around on the floor.
Well, also just like a guy may just sit on you and just beat the fucking shit out of your face.
Yeah, it's true too.
So, but yeah, we'll see.
You should train with Jason Mayhem Miller. He seems like he'd be a good coach.
In his house? I don't even want to talk about it because I don't want it to get out. I don't want any problems.
I don't want any bullying. He was on Bully Beatdown.
That is true. It was a great show.
On MTV.
That was a great show. That was probably one of the better MTV shows they had.
Because they would bring in guys like, hey, this asshole bullies me in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he'd have to fight like a fucking MMA fighter.
Do you remember that one time, though, that bully cracked that guy who was taking it easy on him and then he got
hit him
pissed.
He hit him once.
He knocked him down, didn't he?
The guy's like, fuck that. I don't know if he knocked him down, but he definitely hurt him.
Like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? I'm doing this show as a favor. And he's like, fuck.
He's taking it lightly.
Saw some UFC last night on FS1, a card where the only person on it I think I knew was Damian Maia.
Yeah, fighting a guy that I didn't even know about.
Who apparently Rashad Evans is mentored.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, there's a stacked card coming up where Overeem's not even on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's a good card.
Neither is Rashad.
And there's also Roy Nelson versus...
By the way, I love this. I love this Bellator heavyweight
versus,
Grand Prix.
Is it Krokop?
No, he's not.
I think it's Roy Nelson Krokop.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is Krokop. Yeah. But I'm loving this. I love how they put Fedor, even though Fedor got beat by Mitrione,
they put
him back in the heavyweight tournament.
Mitrione's back?
Well, yeah, Mitrione's like, I want Fedor.
Yeah, he's like, I want a rematch.
But Mitrione won his fight, so he advanced.
Wait, so who...
He knocked out Fedor. Mitrione did.
And Fedor, and he wants to refight Fedor?
But then they just put Fedor in. They just advanced Fedor anyway.
Wait, what? That makes sense.
Didn't Mitrione knock out Fedor?
I thought Fedor won. I thought Fedor beat...
I thought they both was like a double knockdown.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
But I thought Mitrione won.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But they're like, yeah, I don't know, Fedor. We need Fedor.
Yeah, they're like, the ratings are too good.
But that...
No, Fedor fought Mir, I think.
No, but the first fight was Fedor Mitrione. Wasn't it?
Let me see.
Yeah. He just knocked out Mir a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he did lose to Mitrione.
Yeah. Right. But he knocked Mitrione down once, but then Mitrione fucking cleaned his clock hard.
Yeah, very strange.
So, but then somehow Fedor advances. I love Bellator because it's a fucking free-for-all.
Yeah.
I'm deeply engrossed in these freak show fights that they put on. It's the last. It still has like the elements of pride.
They need to bring back Crazy Horse.
By the way, I just looked him up not that long ago.
Crazy Horse Bennett.
I think he was in prison for a while, and then when he got out, he went back to fighting. He's on like a fucking 10-fight losing streak or something.
Shocking for a guy who hated to train his whole career and was just like crazily athletic, which is going to deteriorate.
Yeah.
If you've never seen him, look him up on YouTube. Great fights.
Look at his highlights.
He once jumped up on like the ropes in Pride, which were like they hated you even touching the ropes, and then he did like a crazy like attempt at a kick out of it.
Oh man. Then people his backstory was that he smoked crack before fights. How fucking racist is Pride, man?
They also said Rampage was like homeless,
living on a bus.
Made up this crazy backstory. I guess from what I've heard, a lot of Asian countries are very openly racist.
Yeah, they hate other Asians on top of it
well,
all.
That and like, but like blacks. And
well, no, I mean, you saw how they would treat like Bob Sapp.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Yeah, like a real freak show.
Yeah.
But who knows? Watch out for the elder abuse.
But I really think if Bellator should get that senior division. They already were. They're close to it. I mean, they're on top
of
it.
I mean, they're close with it right now with some of these guys in this heavyweight tournament.
And
Liddell will probably go there. The UFC's not going to sign him.
What's his name? Starting his own MMA organization, Golden Boy. De La Hoya.
De La Hoya?
But they may team with Bellator. I don't know.
How come no one ever talks about De La Hoya? Remember those pictures leaked where he's wearing like lingerie and high heels?
Because it's like, who cares?
It's crazy.
Yeah, but is it? All he's doing is dressing up as a woman. Who gives a shit?
Just having a good time.
Yeah. I was like, people are like outraged. He's like, yeah, really? What are you doing behind your closed doors?
I think he went to rehab or something like after that. I think he had like a drinking problem or something.
Dude, I have videos, or I don't have videos or pictures, but I have people that women have dressed me up in women's clothes. What are you going to do?
You just don't tell Luis Gomez. He may bring that against you.
Go ahead. Why, is that something I should be ashamed of?
Who knows? Big J is playing with your heart.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's done. I'll find someone else. You know what I will? I'll find the guys that actually sing Let the Bodies Hit the Floor and actually bring them out.
You should get Big J lookalike.
I'll get Dice.
It's true.
Dice to say. He sings Sinatra.
You should convince Dice.
Elvis.
You should have Dice.
He'll be in Vegas.
Retract his statement.
Oh yeah.
That he does not want to work with Big J anymore. That he hurt a friend of his.
Yeah. He can do his Elvis impression.
Hit him where it hurts.
Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
have him renounce his. His affection for Big J's gloves.
Big J, you've been banned. You're no longer allowed to wear the fingerless.
Maybe put in his head that Big J stole it from him.
it seems like that could be.
Maybe do that.
Could be done.
Oh, do you want to turn on me, Big J? Guess what? I'm going to get the Dice Man to turn on you.
That would hurt him.
That would hurt
him. I think
it
would legitimately
hurt
him.
I'm going to talk to Dice and be like, you know, Dice, I don't know if this is so much as an homage as it is pure blatant thievery.
There's a fine line, Andrew.
He also does. I'm not gonna lie to you. He does. He does nursery rhymes. What? Are you?
To my knowledge, he smokes cigarettes. And I'm not saying you invented it, but you're definitely popularized.
I did see once he was shopping for rhinestones.
Surprised Dice hasn't got a deal with a vape company and done the vape behind the head.
Why did he ever get sponsored by a cigarette company in the 80s?
He should have.
Like, he should have been the Marlboro man.
Or like a Camel. Get your Camel points. Get a kayak.
Yeah, put a Camel up your asshole.
Yeah, I'm doing humps. Two humps.
That is interesting. That's a good point.
And now he could be doing vaping.
Yeah.
I think he does smoke cigarettes. He's back, I think. I could be wrong.
It was great at that memorial because he had like a ripped t-shirt.
But it was like the new school t-shirts that go very long, so it was like ripped on his ass.
It was weird. I guess you buy them like
I
that?
Didn't. Did you see Jimmy Dynamite Walker? I did not.
I did. He's an old guy. I saw him when he walked in because I did a double take. I go, holy shit, is that Dynamite?
Jimmy Walker, I used to say.
But he looks, because you know he had kind of a baby face.
Yeah.
Well, and baby face.
It can catch you.
But it looks weird when you get really old.
Yeah,
because you look like a really old child.
It's weird seeing a lot of those guys who you either have heard of, but like, you know, seeing them old.
Yeah.
Because I remember Pauly Shore got up there and he's like, we're all old, man. I'm 50 years
Pauly
old.
Pauly just turned 50 a couple months ago.
He said he's looking to start a family. Good for him.
Yeah, better late than
Jimmy Walker, 70 years old.
Is he really? Wow, yeah.
6'1".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Does he still do stand-up? I would assume no, right? Or does he?
He might.
Is Paul Mooney there? Did you see Paul Mooney?
I did not. I don't know. He might be. I don't know. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, homie.
Yeah, a lot of these guys were gone. Rogan was out of town.
Yeah, I heard a lot of Howie Mandel, they said, was out somewhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that were.
I think they figured on a Sunday, but even then, people were always moving around.
Yeah.
Some coming back.
Town. It was the shock that, you know, the people that showed up that did. Jim Carrey stopped by.
Yeah.
He's taller than you would think, too.
He's 6'8".
Yeah, 6'.
He's big into painting now. Have you seen that?
Yeah, he's been a big painter for a while, I guess.
Yeah, he posts a lot of them
on
Twitter.
But now he's doing he does some great portraits. I like how people get mad about it. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
He did a portrait of Robin Williams the other day, I saw.
He does a lot of the Trump stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he acts. Seems like he picks here and there.
He just had a movie that came out.
Oh, did he?
Got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wild, Wild Country?
It was like this thriller, dark thriller. Hmm. But, I don't know. I mean, I think people just get bored with the fame and who.
Yeah.
Also, he couldn't go anywhere. Like, even at the memorial, people were like wanting to take pictures with him.
I think somebody was saying, it may have been Tebow, that they were, I think he said on Punch Drunk that he was thinking about asking him because he was talking to him. And like in his head, like, should I? And then some guy walked up, was like, "Could I get a picture?" And Jim Carrey, "We're not doing that tonight."
Yeah.
And Devo's like, "Oh, thank God I didn't ask."
Dude, you can't. By the way, I've never asked anybody to take a picture with anybody, because just who cares? So what? You have a picture that proved to people
that
you met him.
Remember it in your mind's eye.
Yeah, you can't.
Because then when you ask, you could upset the guy, you know. And it's also, like, even if you do get it, it's like,
dude,
okay.
Automatically they turn off, they look at you as just a fan, and now you're not going to have a conversation with them.
You and know if they mean? See you again, they're going to avoid you.
They're just like, oh, it's this guy.
Yeah.
I remember Fat James used to do that all the time.
He worked a lot.
Every time.
An ironic nickname. He was a large man. He wore Elvis Pompadour, speaking of Elvis.
I remember every time Vince Vaughn would come in, he would be like, hey, Vince, can I get another photo with you? He's like, Vince is a nice enough guy. But I remember everyone that didn't ask for a photo, he was always chatting. Like, I was working the back door. He's like, hey, how's it going, man? I'm Vince. And I was like, hey. And then we chatted. I never asked for a fucking picture, so everything was cool.
This was
Fat James, he would fucking book it
Cell phones were like around, but weren't like that. Camera phones weren't that prolific. No, disposable. James, he carried the disposable and his cell phone pouch.
He had a real camera. I get one of those.
I think Eddie Murphy asked. Eddie Murphy's like, no. And then people were like, you can't stop bothering these people.
No, Pid asked Eddie Murphy.
Hey, man, let me get that picture, dear.
After explicitly being said, Eddie Murphy's coming in. Don't ask for pictures. Pid, with the Tally Store shirt, walks right up to him. Hey, man, let me get one of the pictures. And Dean was right nearby.
Bro.
He goes, what are you fucking doing?
Bro. Hey, man, pandemonium. You get the picture when you can get it.
By the way, Pid comes out of the... top 10 favorite comics.
We made the list.
It was a good roster.
Ari Shaffir and Steve Renazzisi left off. Sorry, guys.
But then he said that's 11 and 12.
Hey, man.
We had Sickler, Larson, you and I.
Holtzman.
Stanhope.
Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
Big J, maybe friend, maybe not. We don't know.
It depends if we turn the dice man loose on him.
That's true.
You want to hit me where it hurts? I'm going to hit you where it hurts.
Big J, that was a joke on Instagram.
Yeah, he never liked the gloves. You don't take the Dice Man's attire. Dude, yeah, I don't know. Might have to go in there. Get Eleanor on board. Get everybody to say.
Take this.
Dude, then he's going to get a call. Oh, you're not going to see me coming. He's going
to
attack
him. If you wear
him.
Those gloves, you're getting a hammer to the knuckles. You don't want to piss the Dice Man off. He wears a holster that I think he puts his personal belongings in.
And he's quick to switch allegiance.
He's put his personal belongings. Instead of the fanny pack, which a lot of people pointed out Joe Rogan wears, and that's his prerogative.
By the way, people said, oh, you know what? I still don't agree with it. And you know what? I'll kick Rogan in the nuts and he'll beat the shit out of me, but I will stand behind my no fanny pack rule.
I guess Brendan Schaub is a fan of the fanny pack as well.
Well, it looks like I'm going to get my ass kicked by him too, but I stand behind this. You know who's not a fan? Anderson Silva doesn't like the fanny pack.
Really? How do you know that?
Bones Jones, anti-fanny pack.
That could be true.
I'm just making it
in
up.
In the UFC,
but I don't think
there's
these
a line
guys
drawn
are...
between fanny packers and non-fanny packers.
How much
packers?
Shit do you have to carry? That's why I stand behind it.
Yeah.
How much shit do you have to carry?
And if you have a lot of shit, just carry a backpack.
And I don't care. It looks fucking stupid. I don't care what year it is. It looks fucking stupid.
By the way, speaking of assholes, you know this Colby Covington guy?
Yeah, this guy's like...
Who's the biggest fucking Conor McGregor ripoff out there right now.
And he
talks shit to people not in his weight class.
Yeah. He also...
Takes shots at people's girlfriends for no
trash
reason.
Trash talking is the worst. Yeah, he's bringing people in that aren't even in the fight game.
He's insulting the whole country of Brazil where like he had to have armed guards when he went there.
Well, they said that when he was going to fight again in Brazil and they said no way.
Yeah,
they'll
fucking
kill him.
Oh, yeah. And so he is fighting Rafael Dos Anjos coming up, and God, I hope he takes a fucking ass beating.
I know, I hope so too. I mean, he got beat not that long ago.
Shut this fucking guy up.
Dude,
he has white trash tattoos, horrible tats.
But he's just...
Not that that's a fucking exception.
Some people are giving him credit for trash talking. I was like, trash talk's not good.
It's not amusing. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's like dumb. It's like a dumb high school jock. It's not funny.
No.
Like none. It's not creative. It's
not
good.
A lot of it's just mean and nasty.
And it's just
shit.
But about everything. Like about
He's like a total nihilist.
About like Khabib, like, oh, you didn't even finish. It's like, you have nothing to do with this fight.
He's the greatest guy in the weight class.
You have nothing to do with the fight, though. It's like, shut up.
But you know what? He's getting fights bigger than he ever would have.
That's the problem. That's the problem, is they reward these idiots. But I hope Dos Anjos really fucking whips.
Remember those UFC fighters got attacked while like eating in Brazil?
No.
And the coaches, like last year, we covered it, I think. Went and beat the shit out of the guy.
Oh, yeah, I think
then
so.
Ran, and then they beat the fuck out of those guys who beat the shit out of him.
Well, Nate Diaz, Sacramento police are looking into his assault on Clay Guida.
I know.
They won't do anything
to
him.
Dude, I worry that he's going
to
get some sort of fine or something, and then it's going to be another fucking delay.
He may not be able to train.
They're saying GSP.
Nate Diaz?
Yeah.
It's a bad matchup. But you never know, but I just don't think it'll.
You know, GSP's looking rusty a little bit.
GSP, is he broke? Like, what does he want that fight?
Liddell, dude. Liddell ain't broke.
Yeah, I guess just the
just
challenge.
Loves, I think you're at that level, and he's still got. He's the thing. He's only, what, 36? 37?
Well, yeah, he's pretty young.
He's got a lot of fucking eligibility left.
Yeah, true.
But Nate Diaz would be a good fight. I like. What I like is the Diaz family rivalry with the GSPs.
That's true. Finally coming head to head. All right, let's get out of here. Yep. Everybody, please check out the Patreon if you haven't already. There should be something hopefully up there this week.
Subscribe also to the podcast.
Yeah, leave a 5-star review and text. Happy birthday to everybody whose birthday it's out there. Watch Wild Wild Country. And
you got to hit Evil Genius up this week. You got to finish. I'm surprised that you didn't just jump. Like, I watched the first two, and I go, all right, I gotta see the third and the. I really blew through it in like 2 days.
Yeah, I gotta just commit to it. But time is tough with
baby
Barb's taking up a lot of TV time. It's hard to come by these days, but I'll try to get to it. I'll get to it. I just don't know when.
Well, you gotta finish Wild Wild Country too.
Yeah, I got three more of those. And you know, I'm also keeping up on Handmaids. I was watching Westworld, but I think I'm tapping out.
I'm done. I watched episode one.
There are lands that are coming up they haven't even shown. It's like, where are these lands coming from? They're samurais? Where were they this whole time?
Dude, I started falling asleep.
I can't even figure it out anymore. I'm like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Well, for me, it's just like, now it's just people battling people. You know what I mean? Because it's not like, okay, your robots was the only selling point of it, but now everybody's just like a person. So I just don't.
I mean, obviously you can't control this either, but... That lady Dolores was like, wow, that robot lost a ton of weight from like, not that she was overweight, but she's
did
like,
she?
Mark, I think like looks like a good amount different to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm off, but.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't notice. She looks like she looks the same to me.
I just like, I don't know. It just kind of lost its luster for me, but who knows?
I wasn't that sold on it after season one. So I thought I'd give it like everyone was. Oh, it's finally back. I wasn't really. It's like The Walking Dead to me now.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
We'll see. But
but if you like it, you like, you know, people seem to like it. Not my cup of tea any longer.
That's your thing. That's your thing. All right, everybody. We'll have to get some guests going too in the upcoming episodes here sometime.
Yeah, we're supposed to get some. Someone's working on some guests.
Luis J. Gomez.
He can call in. He's supposed to be coming into town. We should have, it'd be great just to have him on as a guest. The three of us.
Is he coming?
Sitting in this apartment. Hey.
Is he coming to town?
He is coming to town.
Let's get him on or try to get him on.
I'll talk to
him. We may have to go into the All Things Comedy studio.
We might have to do it in the. What if we end up fighting beforehand?
You could. I don't know if there's any rules. Does Ellis maybe have a rule?
I do want to arm wrestle him.
Really?
Yeah, beforehand.
Does he claim he's a good arm wrestler?
No, I just want to arm wrestle him.
Do you know any over-the-top style technique?
No, I just want to arm wrestle him. I want to gauge him a little bit.
You want to see what he's got.
See what we're working with.
He has his own weight. What's he down to right now?
I don't know.
280?
I don't know. But it's a soft 280 if it's 280.
You may want to talk to Kim Congdon, see if she'll come over to your side, give you any tips.
It's weird because he acts like he didn't know me, but I know Kim Congdon.
Yeah.
Like, I've known her for years.
And couldn't he just say, have you ever heard of this? Yeah, I know him pretty well.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of miscommunications here.
Which is
pretty
easy.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
Maybe he's playing it. He's trying to get in your head, playing mind games like Big
She
J.
would tell him, like, yeah, numerous. I mean, it would see her all the time.
Maybe she doesn't know your last name.
What are you talking about?
I would say she does.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a good week out there, and take her sleazy.
And if you're gonna take a dump, make sure you do it on a Tim Hortons.
Dunkin' Donuts hasn't been hit, to our knowledge, but who knows? Goodbye, everybody.
Danish O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill.
Because when you're drinking the blowjar soup, you don't know that your mouth is going to start getting very hot.